You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kiwi Bank has released a statement warning that inflation is far from over. Today I spoke with Robert McCulloch, an expert in macroeconomics from the University of Auckland, about the commentary. I started by asking if statements from banks with such grave predictions were common.
It's not that unusual. Banks, all the banks have economics departments and chief economists, and my opinion though of the role of their chief economists more than anything is to give the bank publicity. I don't always take their comments that seriously. I think that they like to be quoted in the news a lot because it makes, you know, it's good for business. So some of us have somewhat of an issue that outlets like the New Zealand Herald, Radio New Zealand, they're constantly saying Kiwi Bank chief economist this or ANZ chief economist or Westpac. And often what they're saying is not particularly interesting, but I think they just want to be in the news. And the more people see that ANZ or Westpac or Kiwi Bank's in the news, they're touting for business. That's actually what I think is going on with a lot of their comments.
I guess I would like to know your opinion then, I suppose, on what projected increases mean for everyday Kiwis.
Look, I'm not that impressed with what the trading banks are saying, because many commentators didn't predict this rise in inflation. I give credit to Sharon Zollner, who was the chief economist at ANZ Bank, because she was warning of price increases back in around May of 2021, that I think she used the phrase price pressures, price increases are going through the roof. And that was a time when the Reserve Bank was busy printing money and had the official cash rate down close to zero. So the ANZ were pretty good with that prediction, but a lot of the other banks are somewhat missed it. But now I think that they're all coming onto the same page, that the inflation that we've got is around for quite a long time now. It's not temporary or transitory. And a year or so ago, the Reserve Bank was claiming that it was going to be a very temporary, transitory increase in prices, and the Reserve Bank and many commentators got that wrong. In fact, the price increases we're experiencing are not going to go away in the next few months. They're going to be around for years. And so that's become now the theme of not just Kiwi Bank, but a lot of commentators have come onto the same page with that, that inflation is going to be hurting people for years and years to come now.
So there's an element of pandemonium, which you've touched on, about the cost of living and the effects of inflation on all of us. There's many strategies that are kind of being proposed left, right and centre from commentators, from political parties, from everyone really. Do you know of any historical strategies that have been shown to work in the face of crises like this? Or is this, I hate to use the cursed word, but unprecedented?
It's not unprecedented. One has to be careful, you know, because we're a university, so we choose our words carefully. The cost of living issue is different when you like teach economics from the issue of high inflation, because inflation refers to everything going up at the same rate. So you can have like inflation going up at 10%. That's prices going up 10%, consumer prices like food and clothing, or the things we buy in cars. But if your wages are going up by 10%, then you know what economists call your real income is staying the same. So if your wages are keeping up with price increases, everything's fine. But cost of living refers to the fact that you are experiencing problems paying your bills and your wages just aren't keeping up with that. So there's one issue we've got with high inflation, but there's this other issue that the cost of living is rising for many Kiwis. And in economics, the way to address cost of living crises, if you like, which has been done before, are called supply-side reforms. And those are reforms to try to make the economy more competitive, and they often involve trying to remove, say, regulations that may be we're making it harder for businesses to enter industries, say trying to open supermarkets up in this country to more competition or the building industry. Because if you can do that, you can maybe make like it cheaper to buy a house or to buy your groceries. So those are the sorts of reforms that we call in economic supply side reforms. They're what you need to engage in, you know, if you're going to lower the cost of living sustainably.
That was me speaking with Robert McCulloch, an expert in macroeconomics from the University of Auckland, about Kiwibank's commentary on inflation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.